Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. How are you doing, Brent?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tom?
I am perfect in every way. So, you ready for the holiday season?
You know, I am. It's although it feels like the year just started, and here we are within a couple weeks of Thanksgiving.
Right.
So, and then it'll be Christmas.
Like 40-some days until Christmas.
Yeah, it's crazy. So. I haven't even started shopping yet, but I never do. I never do until later.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have one of those arrangements where your wife does all the shopping for everyone, and then you shop for her.
Yeah, including herself. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. No. Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
All right.
So.
All right. So the city council is meeting tonight. I guess we'll talk about it later, but you're going to start off with the public hearing. You got the Lakeside Park comes back?
Well, we're hoping we can work together with the park on that. It would be they would like to see it for recreation, and the city has an interest in flood control with it, so I think we can work together on that.
So it could be it's in the talking phase.
Yes.
That's what we're going to say.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we will be back in just a few moments with Mayor Brent McGuire about tonight's City Council meeting in just a few moments.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Do you know if you want to start a business in other countries, you have to get permission? If you want to start a business in here, you know what you do? By nightfall, you have an Etsy site, an eBay site, a Craigslist site, and it's all free. You can just decide, I'm in business. Ta-da! You don't need the government's permission, and you don't even need any money. You can just set up a website. You can do this. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield. WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Mayor Brent McGuire about tonight's City Council meeting. Starts at 5:50 with a public hearing, and we're going to put it to bed finally. Hopefully.
Yeah, that's an interesting use of terminology since we're talking about short-term rentals of beds, in a way.
Professional. At work. Don't try this at home. All right. Anyway, at 5:50, you have the public hearing about the amendment to the zoning code.
Yeah, so basically what we've done is we're amending the zoning ordinance to allow a special exception for short-term rental, which is 30 days or less.
Okay.
Is how that's defined. So, I mean, it wouldn't apply to someone who's renting out a home.
Okay.
On a monthly basis. But anyway, short-term rentals in residential districts, and we have three residential districts. So it would be for each of those, we'd allow this special exception. Now, the thing is, so the public hearing is for us to hear people's concerns about that and or support for it. At 6 o'clock when we go into the meeting, we'll then actually decide whether or not we want to amend that ordinance. At that point, it would then be up to any person who wanted to have a short-term rental to then request that exception through the Zoning Board of Appeals. It's not like once we do this tonight, it automatically happens. There's still another process that has been. We're just allowing that process to be in place.
Okay, so you're putting forth the process by which people can apply to add short-term rentals to their house.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Is there going to be a limit as to how many can be in any one district? You said there are three districts.
At this time, there are not.
Okay. All right.
The Zoning Board of Appeals would have the ability if we started noticing that, maybe 10 in these four
Down
block
Center
area
Street.
Does not need to occur. They can always deny that.
Okay.
So.
All right. So, and anybody can speak at the public hearing, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So you don't have
to sign up ahead of time. Just have to show up.
Okay.
And we do try to limit people to, 3 minutes or less.
All right.
To keep that in order. So.
Okay. All right, so that is the special hearing at 5:50, which anybody can talk to if you have any ideas about the amending of the zoning ordinance to allow special exemptions for short-term rentals. And then your first item of business would hopefully be to set that into place.
Yes.
set that ordinance into place so that now it can be done.
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. So then what else happens after that?
Well, after that, our next agenda item is a discussion and possible approval of a proposal from HLR regarding planning of lakeside reservoir restoration.
Okay.
And so I met with a couple representatives of HLR, which is an engineering firm.
Right.
And Jay Faye, and we discussed, you know, the possibility of partnering together, the city and the park district, partnering together to do some form of restoration of Lakeside.
Okay.
The park sees the recreational benefit. The city recognizes that as well, but also is interested in flood control. You know, that's mm-hmm. where we first kind of engaged HLR in this conversation, was to look at some flooding issues, which their main solution pointed back to restoring Lakeside.
Okay.
And so I do have a proposal from HLR on what that would cost to do that study and work. And we want to discuss if we want to move forward in that. I am still, last week I had reached out to Jay Faye and to see if they were still interested in moving forward. I hadn't got a response as of mid-Friday afternoon, but I'm going to follow up with that to make sure that they're still interested in that. Obviously, it's kind of important if, you know, I'm not saying that we wouldn't move forward if the park district didn't, but I'm pretty sure that I feel confident that they want to and partner with us on that.
So. Well, yeah, and, you know, what is Lakeside Park without a lake?
Yeah, it's, I guess it's Side Park, but side I don't park. Know.
Yeah. Lack of Lakeside Park is what I've been calling it.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a real benefit to having the lake there for flood control, according to
according to the study that HLR did for us a couple months ago, there would be a rather significant help with the rains. I mean, now obviously if we go back to the type of rain that we've had this year, I don't want people to think that restoring Lakeside and doing some of the other work that we have done or will continue to do is going to fix all that, because, you know, you get 3.5-4 inches in a short matter of time, those efforts aren't going to help with that.
Yes, there's some things, there's only so much you can do.
Right, but we're going to, you know, the day-to-day, but the normal average rain that we get, we should be able to accommodate that much better with these improvements.
Okay. All right. That is coming up tonight at the City Council meeting. It starts at 5:50 with a public hearing, and we will be back in just a few moments with Mayor Brent McGuire.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner. Need to up your home improvement game? We can help. Whether you're aiming to impress someone special with your handy skills, tackle neglected repairs, or add value to your home, we've got your weekly dose of expert advice, tips, and hacks for taming your to-do list. And we'll have a little fun along the way. Your home will be the one that's talked about for all the right reasons. And it all starts right here. Saturday mornings at 9 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Mayor Brent McGuire about tonight's City Council meeting. It starts at 6. 5:50 is the public hearing on the special exemption to short-term rentals here in Fairfield. And now we come up to item 3 on the agenda, which is what?
That's our leachate agreement with Republic Services. So okay. Republic hauls off our leachate, our kind of our sludge,
okay,
from the wastewater plant. So after it's, you know, all the wastewater has come through our plant and it's gone through the filters and the screw pumps and it's passed through the, you know, the dissolved oxygen clarifiers,
right,
and it goes through all that process, the water is released back into the creek there.
Okay.
And actually it's very interesting when you watch it. It's actually, it appears to be cleaner than the water that's in the creek. But anyway, it's the levels that the EPA requires us to meet it. But in that process, what happens is there's a sludge
right
that is formed that we have to have hauled off.
Okay.
And so we have an agreement with Republic Services for that.
Okay. And I'm sure the EPA comes in and says they...
Yeah, so you have to have a permit with the EPA for that to happen.
Okay.
And so Republic takes care of that part for us. But we had an agreement for several years. I can't remember if it was a 3 or 5 year agreement before, but and I can't even remember if this one's a 3 or 5. But that's just what we're looking to do is to be able to continue doing what we've done with that. So
okay, all right, and then we're going to sell an old dump truck.
Yeah, so I don't remember how many meetings ago we approved getting a new dump truck when we approved continuing brush pickup.
Right,
and so it replaced a dump truck, and so we are going to put that out for bid. We are going to put a minimum bid of $2,500 on it.
Okay.
The other two items don't have a minimum bid.
The airport truck?
Yeah, the airport truck. So, gosh, I think it's an early to mid-90s model.
Okay.
Tons of miles on it. We've had to take, like, old stop signs and stuff to put in the floorboard because how bad it's rusted out there. But when the police department got their new truck, one of the police trucks went to the sewer, the wastewater department.
Right.
And then the truck that the wastewater department was using went to the airport.
Okay.
So then we no longer had this need for the airport truck, and the city doesn't have a need for it. So I don't know if anyone will buy it. I don't know.
It's a fixer-upper is what you're saying.
It's a fixer-upper, absolutely. It still ran, but who knows for how much longer.
Okay.
And then we have an old arc welder that we replaced at through City Garage that we're going to put out there.
Okay. Still works, though.
As far as I know, it does. Yeah. I can't say that it's, again, not in the best condition.
It's used.
It's used.
Pre-owned.
Pre-owned,
is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's one way to put it.
All right. So how do people... get in line to buy these things? Do they?
If approved, then we publish notice in the paper,
right?
And then a person in contact City Hall, talk to Tina Hutchcraft, the city clerk, about the process. And basically, we just required a sealed bid, and there'll be a date that they're due, and they just have to make sure that they turn it in. Basically, they can handwrite it on a piece of paper with their name and what item, you know, if it's the airport truck, they want put $150, and they write that with their name on it. And probably should put a phone number on there so we can get a hold of them.
Yeah.
And they put an envelope and make sure that Tina has it before the deadline.
Okay.
And then we go with the highest bidder.
Okay. All right. And then so those three items will be up for sale. And then December is a special month. Not only is it Christmas, but are you going to do everything in one big meeting in December?
Well, I think that probably we are going to break it into two. We're going to maintain our two.
Okay.
We never set our second one because it would have been on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So I, through talking to some of the council members, I believe there's interest in a second meeting. And if so, my recommendation would be that we do that on Monday, December 23rd.
Okay.
Just move it one day
Christmas
early. Christmas Eve,
Eve,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
As known to the kids.
Right. Now,
Christmas
we
Eve,
could technically, at the first meeting in December, the council could provide authority to pay bills for the remainder of the month, you know, because, you know, they approve bills at every meeting.
Right.
So it's basically whatever bills have accumulated between the last meeting, those get approved. And so that what they could say is, and they have done this in the past, you know, we're going to, you know, authorize the treasurer to issue checks to pay the bills
to get us to the first meeting in the new year.
Yes. But like I said, I think there is some interest in having a second meeting, and it probably wouldn't hurt because, you know, we have to have any property tax levy mm-hmm. that we're going to do has to be voted on, decided on, approved by the council before the last Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
So
might not be ready by the last Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm hoping it is, but it may not
okay.
be.
All right. That would conclude your meeting for
That's
Tuesday
it.
Night. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a short agenda.
It is a short agenda.
Mm. All right, we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on already, and we'll be back in just a few moments with Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire.
Fried chicken? Love it. That's a topic on the show about absolutely nothing. We call it morning coffee. We even give you the opportunity to chime in. There really isn't anything like this. It's about nothing. And we invite a guest to take the rudderless ride along with us. That's Morning Coffee, weekdays between 8 and 9 on the station listened to, not just heard, 104.9 FM WFIW. Or you can find our shows archived and streaming live on WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. The City Council meets tonight. The meeting starts at 5:50 with a public hearing and then goes into regular session. And so let's talk about a couple of things going on in the city of Fairfield. How's the water line work going?
It's going pretty good. There, I mean, every once in a while there's a little snag. Things, the map, the maps that we have are not always the most accurate. The most recent one was over there by Joe's Body Shop. Work was kind of halted because we found an old fuel tank in the ground, about a 25 to 30 foot long fuel tank. So that we had to make sure that we got someone who was, you know, licensed through the state to deal with that. And
wasn't on any map?
No, no. It was a surprise to everyone. Although I don't know that it should have been a surprise because of some of the other work that had been done there for Public Works. We probably someone knew about it.
Nobody noted that this big old tank was in the ground there.
Not on any of our maps, no.
Okay.
So, anyway, so but it's out of there now. And
all right. Was that a headache? With you had to get the EPA in, or
so we had IEPA? We had to. We used the same guy who demolished the old fire department and chamber. To remove that, and he has a person that he works with that does the environmental, the soil testing.
The impact.
Yes, the impact. I think they're out of Evansville. I can't remember the name of the organization. But anyway, so they had to come in, and yes, they had to test it. And they called me at the end of last week and saying that there was just some slight, I guess what they call contamination, but all they have to do is monitor it for like 20 days and 45 days. It wasn't anything to be concerned with, and it's not going to be anything that's going to hold up our work.
Okay.
So
I guess at any time that could have just collapsed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the tank could have rusted out. And
right. It was in pretty good shape.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, over time, you know, it could have. And it did still have fuel and water in it. So they had to you know, bring in a tanker to get that out of there before they could remove the tank.
Oh, okay. All right, when do they think they'll be finished with that?
Still looking for February 2020 being done. So they're almost done with, you know, putting in the actual water lines, you know, doing the boring, putting them in, which is actually the easy part compared to the next part, which is, you know, hooking up everything to the new water line.
Okay.
So that's a little bit more cumbersome in the work that has to be done, but that should be going before too long.
Okay. So, and you may not know the answer to this question, but they're pushing all this water line, the pipe down through the ground. How will they know that it doesn't leak when they put water in it?
Well, that's a good question.
That's why you hire professionals, huh?
Yes. And you hope that it doesn't leak.
Okay.
You know, there are ways. I don't know if they're putting leak detection system on there or not. There is a way to do that, but another way to know, of course, it has to be a rather sizable leak, but you know, water filtration, since they monitor all of the water towers,
loss of water between the water plant and the water tower, you'd notice.
Because they're gonna see like, well, what's going on with the usage of water here? Why is that going down? It's not gonna be able to pinpoint where that leak is,
right?
But it's definitely going to be a sign, and there's some leaks that they have found because of that. But you know, smaller leaks, some you just don't know.
Oh, okay.
Until they've been going on for a while, maybe.
Yeah.
So
okay, what about the planning meetings going on?
Yeah, the mapping has been going well. I think we've had good attendance, between 40 and 50 people there. at each of the three meetings. We're meeting again this Thursday at 5:30 at the Elks. And this is where really we start getting into, we start creating the action plan. So at last meeting, we came up with four high priority goals and some strategies that tied into those goals. And now what we will do is break into groups to tackle each of those four. And what's not so far, some people may have felt a little uncomfortable with the process because when you, to prevent people from always sitting with the same people and they,
right.
They when you come in and you get your packet, you get assigned a table.
Right.
To kind of prevent that from happening. And then there's...
So there's assigned seating.
Yeah, there's assigned seating. We're not going to have that moving forward because now we're going to... People get to decide which of the four goals do I feel like I'm most passionate about, I have the most to offer, towards that, like my skill set or my experience is related to that.
So there'll be one table for each goal.
So there'll be one table for each goal, and people will get to choose the goal that they want to be involved in.
Okay.
And then it will start writing the action plan, and that's what we'll work on the next two sessions,
mm-hmm.
so that we get a workable action plan that can be put in writing. And then probably after the beginning of the year, we'll have this town-wide meeting where everyone's invited. We want everyone to come. We want there to be hundreds of people there. And for us to say, here is the plan. So here's what we're going to do. Here's the steps that we're going to take to do it. And we need your help. We need you to get plugged in. And here's the places that you can get plugged in.
Okay. All right. So the action plan is next for the mapping.
Yep, that's what we'll be forming the next two meetings.
Next two.
So the 14th and the 21st. We'll get it done before Thanksgiving and the holidays.
Before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's why we'll probably wait till after the new year for the townwide meeting because it's just people's schedules are crazy between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right. Well, yeah, you got shopping to do. You got parades to go to. You got to get that boat ready for the Kiwanis Club Christmas Parade.
Right, which will be here before we know it.
Exactly. And then it's Christmas, all those Christmas specials you have to be a part of. So, so it is the City Council meeting tonight. It is in City Hall. Starts with the public hearing at 5:50. Anything else, Brent?
That's all I can think of right now.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming out.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'll see you in December.
All right.
The year's almost over.
I know.
We'll have to
it's have been
a year crazy. In review.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll try to do that. That'll be good.
All right. That is going to do it for the Community Connection for today.